Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, depending on what side of the world you're tuning in from. And welcome back to Purposely Awaken. So I hope everyone is having an awesome week. I hope everybody's week is kicking off great and smooth, and that you're keeping your wellness in check while you're either social distancing or those are still, you know, working out in the field and not able to work from home. Just make sure you keep your wellness in check. And this goes for your emotional wellness, your mental wellness, physical wellness, you know, and even your internal wellness. Make sure you keep your immune systems boosted. Take your vitamin C, drink your water, stay hydrated. Because definitely can't stress that enough. And yeah, so that's it as far as, you know, the wellness tips. So on today's show, of course, speaking of wellness, on today's show, our first mystery guest that I had you guys guessing who it was going to be on our last show. So our guest is Black Ink's 4. So those of you who watch Black Ink or watch reality shows, or just maybe you're just on social media, you're a social media head, or maybe you're into all the gossip sites like Media, was it not Media Takeout, the other one, can't think of the other gossip site right now, but oh, the Shade Room. So if you're like a Shade Room roommate, then of course, you know, you'll probably definitely know who Black Ink's 4 is. So before we bring 4 out, 4 would just be talking about, you know, of course, why our mental health is important, especially in times like these. But he'll also be talking about some of his projects that he's working on, such as, you know, his music, from his music into some other business endeavors that he'll talk about when we come back after this short break, as usual. So we're gonna take this break, and when we get back, the next voice you'll hear will be from Black Ink's 4.
I'm from the city where shorties be wildin'. They run up and down, posted on Stony Island. I gotta get my whole fam to an island. Some lobster and pasta, we eat like Italians. I caught the itis, let me get my nap. Jump out of my sleep and I start to think back. One thing about me, I always speak facts. This is Chi-Town, some say this is Chi-Rack.
My 30 feel to the top with them hollows. I'm on the couch drinking out of the bottle. Yo, little bitch thirsty, she all on my heels. She want a real nigga out of Chicago. I bumped this bitch from the A, she was bad. Hermes and Birkin, man, she matched my swag. We tore down linens and she matched my bag. Yo, man can't come here unless he got a pass. I'm from the east where they murder insert a O's. We grew up poor, mama ain't gotta work no more. She called a flight just to fuck me, little bitch. If you lucky, I might introduce you to Durky. Yo, Herbo or Bibby, my city be jumping like it got a vertical. Swerving convertible, flick through the town. Girl, let's go burn down Magnificent Mile. Now, we used to tear down the Lark in the plaza for Pellies. These sneakers ain't in the stores. Now we just tear down Perillo or Billy on Rush Street. We hop in the Ventadors. I'm really in it, man. I do this shit for my city. I'm not trying to win awards. I told your lady, just pop out like Katie and make sure that she bring a friend for 4.
It's no more ordinary lifestyle. We living for the moment, talking right now. She from out of town. She trying to book a flight to me right now. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-Town. Chi-Town, 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 Chi-Town. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-Town. Chi-Town, 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 Chi-Town. She wanna fuck with a nigga from Chi-Town.
I'm from the part of the city where niggas be lining you up. Driving my big brother Lincoln. I tell the bitches that it's mine. I'm lying to fuck. Chillin' on the block was exciting to me. Got a couple moles that's riding with me. Know a couple niggas that told on the king. Mr. Mini can't get it dotted with the peas. Bad clothes from 4 City. Cause the party finna be teed up at Mr. G's. City full of scams, they all gon' ham. CPN just to get keys. And they doin' snatch and grab. Bet my bitch a bag, she could turn up on Instagram. Fuck to R. Kelly. Young nigga turning up, fucking in the minivan. From the city of vultures.
Ain't no pads if we see them, we smoke them. Bumper slide made it cool to post up. They really changed the culture. Barry Hoover had made me a gangster. Shout out David Boxdale, tell him thank you. If a nigga play with me, bro, don't stank him. Now we eatin' oxtails, came a long way from bacon. Muslim, don't eat bacon. Took so many Percocets, they thought I was faking. Ferris and Moondog played me daily. Played me on the radio, got me the 80 or shoot.
It's no more ordinary lifestyle. We living for the moment, talking right now. She from out of town. She trying to book a flight to me right now. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-Town. Chi-Town, 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 Chi-Town. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-Town. Chi-Town, 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 Chi-Town. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-Town.
Thinking about the time nobody was dealing with us.
Yes.
Never
yes.
was able to benefit, nothing was given to us.
Nope.
Nobody giving a minute to look in the minute, we'll get with the people around. Now we the cock of the game, look how we living it up.
Woo.
Gotta admit, we took over the industry, and everybody out here be feeding off of the energy. Not being recognized is just a memory, and I guarantee you, don't nobody wanna be our enemy.
True.
Needed a spark in Chicago was the remedy.
True.
From the jump, I always told you this hit was meant to be.
True.
Assassinated our character like a Kennedy.
True.
Not a description of the style of the Bentley B.
Cool.
Custom interior, she wanna feel it. I stay in foreign and everything vintage. Downtown at the W, she wanna get it. She not from here, but say she wanna visit. Well, come through.
Come on,
take you
come
through
on.
K-Town and through the loop. Don't be scared because it ain't no roof. Well protected, all these niggas shoot. So come and get with it, what is you waiting for? Windy City and we ever ready for war. Everybody represent this into the core. Chicago Symphony orchestrated through four. I know you want more. Twister.
It's no more ordinary lifestyle. We living for the moment, talking right now. She from out of town. She tryna book a flight to me right now. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-Town. Chi-Town, 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 Chi-Town. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-Town. Chi-Town, 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 Chi-Town. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-Town. Chi-Town.
Hola, how are you?
I'm good. I'm in the house, you know, quarantine.
Yeah, I feel you. Same over here. Well, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to speak with me.
No problem. No big deal.
Cool. So for the first question, even though I know most of my readers might be familiar with you, but just in case I have like some newbies that don't watch TV. Can you just give them like just a brief elevator pitch of who Four is?
I mean, to those who don't know who I am, you know, my name is Four. I'm from the South Side of Chicago, 87 to be exact. I do music, I do tattoos, and I'm on a reality TV show. And so I guess just to sum it up, I'm just an artist, you know.
Awesome. And I know you're speaking of music, I know you recently released your single and video, Cardio. So what was the inspiration behind dropping the single?
Honestly, it started with me on the, if you're familiar with the gym, do you work out?
Not a little bit, not really. I'll be
okay,
honest.
Well, so are you familiar? That's fine. I was wondering, are you familiar with the Stairmaster?
Somewhat.
Okay, so it's a cardio machine where you like lose a lot of weight. And I was, I was going through depression, and I started working out in the gym a lot. And I just started like trying to focus on like losing weight. And during the process, it just helped me more mentally than physically. And I came up with the song actually on the Stairmaster. I was listening to the beat, and it just stuck with me. And then I just, took the idea I had into the studio and just captured it. But it's pretty much just, became a part of my lifestyle, so that I wanted to add into my, you know, my music. I never really spoke on that, you know what I mean? So, like, it became really something that's really important in my life. Now I do it every single day. And it's just really the point of the song, really just to, you know, the message is just to stay active, you know what I mean? Like, keep going. You know, consistency is key in that, whatever it is you're doing. You know, even when you're going through things, all you can do is keep going. You know, time heals all, so...
Got you. And yeah, that is true. Definitely for, like, you know, with the current state of the world. Like, I know that's definitely key for us to stay active. And then and then since the single's been released, do you have any plans to drop, like, a full EP?
Absolutely. I'm dropping. Yes, I'm actually finishing up my album. It's called Self Love, and I'm planning on releasing the drop in May.
Oh, awesome. So right around the corner. Perfect. Mm-hmm. And then so last year, I know you battled with depression. And then, of course, you know, you also got through it. And then, like, within our community, as you know, like, mental health is, like, one of those things that, like, I feel that's still kind of, like, taboo in our community. So, like, since you battled with it, what are some of, like, the signs that, like, what are some of, like, the signs of when we should take, like, that caution and, like, seek help? And then how can we have more open conversations about our mental health within the Black community?
That's actually a good question, because that's the question I ask. You know, I've done a lot of mental health panels and stuff, and that's what I've been trying to figure out. Like, how can we create things like this without going to mental health panels and stuff like that, you know? So, you know, I don't really have an answer on that. What I've been doing is just trying to become more of an advocate to it. And, you know, since a lot of people know what I've, you know, been through or went through or whatever, so they just, people reach out to me for advice, and I just try to give them the best, you know, advice I can give them. Sometimes I don't know the answer, because even with myself, like, I don't really consider myself getting over something. I just kind of learn how to channel it, you know what I mean? Learn how to deal with it. Sometimes you gotta face your demons, you know, and that's what I think I did, you know what I mean? The first thing to recover is to admit, and I always say that, you know, you have to speak up, that's the first step.
Right, that's true.
You know, if you put it in the universe, you know, something's gonna come back.
Right, exactly. And then with the recent COVID-19 crisis, like, I noticed, like, a lot of reality shows have been doing, like, interviews from, like, their homes while also, like, talking about the current seasons. So, like, what has it been like for the Black Ink crew right now?
There's no difference. Like, literally, like, the other, like production has, they have mailed us all, like, our own, like, they have mailed us our own, like, package for us to, like, film ourselves from home. So we got, like, the lights, the microphones, and everything. So we've just been doing it from the house. You know what I mean? It's kind of cool because we just really chilling, and we just kind of, you know, there's no real pressure how it is, like, when we on set. When it's like, you know, when everybody's there together, it's just like kind of just saying what we got to say and kind of getting off. But, I mean, we're definitely putting a hold up on as far as, like, the entertaining part of the show, because now we're, you know, all quarantining and in the house, and all we can do is just kind of let people know that we're still well, and, you know, encourage other people to stay in the house, you know, during these times. So, I mean, it's not the easiest, but, I mean, it's not the best, but, you know, it's just, you know, what we have to, you know, deal with right now.
Yeah.
Trying to make it work.
All right, I feel you. And then besides music and the show, what else is in store for you in the future?
I'm actually going, looking into real estate right now, and opening up a dog grooming spa.
Oh, awesome. So what inspired you to do? Cool. What inspired you to get into real estate and grooming?
Really just, I have a financial advisor, which is my cousin, and, you know, he just kind of started making me see things different, you know, the life I live is kind of like a fast-paced lifestyle. Like, you know, the type of money I make is all fast. Like, so sometimes I just you can get comfortable with that lifestyle. So he kind of just showed me ways to, you know, grow the money, you know, invest my money instead of just spending it on, you know, a lot of the stuff that I don't need that I used to do. So I just been, you know, I guess growing up and just, you know, smartening up at the same time and just trying to, you know, grow and learn something new, you know, instead of working harder, trying to work smarter, I guess.
Right, got you. And then what is one fun and unknown fact that most probably do not know about you?
I used to skateboard. Like, I was really into it. Like, I thought I was the next Tony Hawk. I was skateboarding was my life.
Oh, got you. And then finally, like, what advice can you give to those who are seeking or want to either be on or have their own reality show? Because, like, I know, like, a lot of people probably want it, but they don't know, like, right. You know, if they're built for it.
Me, Ryan, and Don, you know, that was never nothing we was looking for. It kind of just fell in our lap, you know. I was somebody who never really cared for fame at all. Like, I was more so always just wanted my respect and my money, and I was cool. You know, I didn't need the extra attention, you know. But I just adjusted, you know, basically I just, you know, would say to people, like, this is kind of easy. Like, now, don't worry about the network. Like, we have YouTube, and with YouTube, you can get the biggest views, the biggest following, the subscribers, and you can make the most money on there. Like, you know, and it's just you, you know, versus like a TV show where, you know, they're casting you and trying to, you know, tell your worth when you can grow your own worth and your status online on a YouTube, you know. That's actually something I'm trying to look into do too now, just like transition out of the norm, what people already know me for, as far as filming on a TV show, and just give them something else extra on top of, you know, what they already see on TV. You know, so that's what I pretty much want to encourage people. I mean, don't get me wrong, I do have a lot of chicks that hit me up, like, over the last few years, like, put me on TV, put me on the show, put me on the show. I act like this, I do this and that. And I'll be like, man, listen, it ain't like that. Like, you know, right. It ain't what you think it is, you know what I'm saying? But it's people that's willing to do whatever, you know? And it's crazy because it's like, it's just 15 minutes of fame, but it's like, just as fast as it comes, as fast as it goes.
Right. That's true. And then
I wouldn't necessarily focus on that.
Got you. And then next, how can people follow you?
I'm very active on social media, so you can keep up with me on Instagram, Twitter, what else I use? Snapchat. It's Forever I'm Thoreverim.
Cool. Is there anything else that you want to leave the readers and the listeners with that we might not have covered?
Go check out Cardio. It's available on all platforms, and be looking for, you know, my album, Self Love, you know, coming soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much for.
Oh, thank you.
All right. You have a safe one.
Much love.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. Right,
where's Gumbin?
Johnny, are you all right?
I never felt better in my life.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You want to feel good? You want to be the best you can be? Well, stop feeling sorry for your goddamn self. And get out to the gym.
What are you waiting for? Let's go. Let's go.
Shout out to Mayday for making the beat. This drop, they gon' want the audio. Cause she banging this in the audio. I just took your bitch, I'm not sorry though. I play no games like Atari, ho. We get super high like Mario. Driving, never knowing how far we go. Niggas already know how to go. Finna turn this yacht to a party boat. Cardio, cardio, cardio. Cardio, cardio, cardio. Cardio, cardio, cardio. This drop, they gon' want the audio. Niggas already know how to go. I play no games like Atari, ho. If I took your bitch, I'm not sorry though. Finna turn this yacht to a party boat. Like Jesus, I'm walking on water. I'm breezing right across the border. My sneakers not in store, I order. Could've been fucked your daughter, don't want her. She want me to Dora Explorer. My homie like, forget a lawyer. If I like her, you know I'm a spoiler. Shorty bad and she only gets colder. Living young, but we only get older. I'm feeling like Benjamin Button. I got blue Benjamins, hundreds. I hit them bitches, you cuffin'. Run up and get a concussion. No talking in the discussion. I'm up cause niggas been hustling. I'm working, some niggas do nothing. I might go and play this when it's gym time. On repeat, I think it played like 10 times. In the mirror, I tell myself it's time. We don't wait outside clubs, we just skip lines. I might walk in with the owner. I might walk in with it on us. Got all these women who own us. Go to the gym for a bonus. Cardio, cardio, cardio. Cardio, cardio, cardio. Cardio, cardio, cardio. This drop, they gon' want the audio. Niggas already know how to go. I play no games like Atari-o. If I took your bitch, I'm not sorry though. Finna turn the yacht to a party boat. Told my cousin, let's go hit the lakefront. We can head over there when we wake up. Baddie, I'm laid up, wouldn't need no makeup. All that hair on our head, need no lace front. Niggas cap on the gram, that's a fake stunt. I'd rather rap and face blunts. Smoking fresh out the pack, the straight runs. Your niggas been whack from day one. Ain't shit changed, I'm still with my A1s. We just getting started, we ain't done. Lot of shit that we did, niggas ain't done. Bitches see me with bro, they say, hey Don. Sun is out getting black in an Akon. Let me tell you what she wanna do. She say, four, I think we need a room. She know the black of the berry. The sweet of the juice. I'm tired, I need to recoup. On fire, but freezing with jewels. You expired, I need something new. When niggas see me, they salute. When you a real one, they love that. You know me, I always show love at. Go to the club just to throw racks. Bitches go crawl like a rubber. Cardio, cardio, cardio. Cardio, cardio, cardio. Cardio, cardio, cardio. This drop, they gon' want the audio. Niggas already know how to go. I play no games like Atari-o. If I took your bitch, I'm not sorry though. Finna turn the yacht to a party boat. Cardio, cardio, cardio. Cardio, cardio, cardio. Cardio, cardio, cardio. This drop, they gon' want the audio. Niggas already know how to go. I play no games like Atari-o. If I took your bitch, I'm not sorry though. Finna turn the yacht to a party boat. Cardio.
That's hard, bro. That shit hard.
Cardio.
Okay, everyone. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Don't forget to, like Forrest said, don't forget to download his single, Cardio, and be on the lookout for his full-fledged EP this summer. And also, you know, also be on the lookout for some of his other business endeavors. But of course, you know, you can keep up with him by following him on social media if you're not already doing so. And of course, we'll have the links to all his social accounts at the bottom of this article. All right, so until next time, we're out. Oh yeah, I guess I will give you a little teaser for the next guest, which is another celebrity guest. All I'll say is he's a comedian, and he's a comedian, actor, producer, writer, and he's been in the entertainment industry for well over 20 years. But one of his latest accomplishments was that he just released his first Netflix special, his Netflix comedy special. So if you're a comedy head and you're familiar with the comedy space and you keep up with the recent Netflix updates, then you might know who it is, maybe. So until next time, we're out.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation. We've got the sports team. And our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.